Welcome to the Flat at Home Show, your local source for real estate information, education, and inspiration. Happy weekend to you, friends. My name is Justin Mecha. Winter is here. Winter is here. It snowed early. It left. It gave you time to clean up your yard, get those last little things ready for winter. And it's on its way back. The Hill opens this weekend. Whitefish does. So that's exciting. Welcome to winter. That's when it officially starts for me. So, hey, this weekend, I've got a good friend in the studio, and we're bringing back an important conversation, which is related to home buying. You know, is now a good time? Should I wait? What do I do? Where are the rates? How do the rates affect me? And I thought, who better than a good friend of mine, Brian O'Reilly, who's a realtor and an appraiser and an investor. Any other ers we can add there? Are you a skier?
As of this year, a lender.
A lender? With, Yeah.
Mountain Lake Mortgage. Yeah, I jumped in and got my loan origination license.
Is there anything you don't do?
You know, I'm just utterly addicted to real estate. If there's an opportunity to learn more and grow and progress, I'm going to jump in head first.
So. There you go, man. Yeah. That's awesome. So, wow. I think you, you can take my job. You just talk about it all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
In fact, I think we're going to have you on the show regularly.
Yeah. It became utterly addicting to me, just the whole concept of real estate and just the ins and outs and also be able to help people achieve their goals with purchasing and getting into real estate.
I love that.
Really,
I love
satisfying.
That. So. I want to learn more about that. I'm going to thank my great sponsors real fast. And then Brian, I'd like to ask how long you've been doing this before you answer that question.
Yes.
Let me thank All About You Wellness and Aesthetics and Montana Basement Solutions, solving your water and mold problems for good. All right, go for it. How long have you been doing this?
So my brother and I, we jumped in the real estate industry in 2006, 2007.
Okay.
Originally, we started an appraisal business. A couple years after that, we were giving out so many referrals to agents, we thought, why don't we just get this ourselves? So we got our real estate licenses, opened a real estate office, and then shortly after that, started flipping homes.
Right.
A few years after that, started buying investment properties, kind of funding our own retirement. And then, like I mentioned earlier, this year, I jumped in and got my lending license.
Okay, cool. So realtor, investor, appraiser, lender.
Yeah.
And you didn't answer, skier or snowboarder?
Snowboarder, yeah.
Okay.
And I do have my pass to Big Mountain, so for some good powder up there.
There you go. Welcome to winter.
Yeah.
Hey, so Brian, I know you brought some data here, and I just want to scratch that massive brain of yours because you're touching every aspect of real estate.
Yeah.
And like I said, who better to ask than this guy on if I were to enter the market now, if I were to consider home buying now, is now a good time?
I've always told my clients there's never better time than now.
Yeah.
I go back to 1980 when the rates were at 18-19%.
Sure.
You talk to someone who purchased a home back then, today, they're not going to regret purchasing that home back then.
Right,
of course.
With
the appreciation and just, you know, what they've accumulated in wealth just from purchasing that. So my answer is always, there's never a better time than now.
Well, what's cool about the buyer in 1980, you know, just as the buyer today, buy real estate and wait is a much better idea than wait and then buy real estate.
Exactly. I love that saying.
Right. Yeah, because
I use that often.
if you're in 1980 and you landed a home at 18% and a few years later, what happened to the rates?
They dropped.
They dropped a lot.
Yeah.
Right. And so they do as we would do today, refi.
Exactly. Right?
And get yourself into an even better payment. You know what I like about that? It's kind of like training for the Spartan, right? Which I know you've done as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you are wanting to run the Spartan sprint, the 5K, and yet you train on a 10K, then the 5K is not so hard.
Exactly.
Right? So, so train for the 10 and then earn the 5.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so if you're buying at today's rate at just over 7, right.
Correct.
And if we see those rates drop to 6 or 5, man, you're going to feel real good when you can shave hundreds of dollars a month off your house payment.
Literally hundreds of dollars.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a saying, it's kind of cliche, but everyone says marry the house, date the rate.
Right.
You know,
right.
Get committed to the house. And then as the rates fluctuate down, then you have the opportunity to refinance and then get that lower payment.
You either fire that rate.
Yeah.
Get rid of it.
Is good for 30 years. You know, it's a 30-year rate. So once you can get something that's low enough that you feel comfortable with, then you lock it in for the life of the loan.
So what does that actually mean, though? I know we've heard that statement. It's been thrown around a lot. What does it mean if, you know, you and I, before we fired up the microphones, we were talking, home buyers don't go into the market and say, I want to buy a $500,000 house.
Correct. Yeah.
What they actually say is, I'm comfortable paying $2,500 a month.
Exactly. Yeah. So the purchase price.
You got to reverse engineer that, don't you?
Exactly. And we speak with our clients and we say it's a horrible thing to mention, but the purchase price is almost kind of irrelevant because they're basing their purchase around their monthly payment. What's their 30-year payment going to be for the life of this loan? So as the rates come down, they're actually able to afford more and more of a house.
So
it's kind of, they can afford more, but with that being said, as the rates come down, there's more opportunity for people who have maybe been on the fence or maybe for people who didn't qualify for that house a couple of months ago when the rates were higher. So you have to kind of time it right and do what's best for you at that time. And I always suggest, you know, purchase now and then just refinance later.
Refi later. Yeah. Purchase now. Aim to purchase now because not everybody qualifies, right?
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah. And then maybe you don't qualify for exactly what you want. So you just reconsider things.
Exactly.
Hey, Brian, we got to take a quick break. When we get back, can we break those numbers down a little bit?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Cool. This is the Flat at Home Show. Hanging out with Brian O'Reilly, master realtor, appraiser, lender, all the ers. And we're talking about buying in today's market. Is it a good idea? He says yes. We're going to learn more when we get back.
This is Eric Bodine, owner of Montana Basement Solutions. Our team has worked hard over the years to earn a solid reputation in the industry in fixing and preventing water-related problems in your home. We also specialize in mold testing and remediation services, often working with top contractors, architects, and even healthcare professionals in the Valley to ensure your home is healthy and safe for you and your family. If you are building, ask your contractor if they're working with us. If you suspect a problem in your home, call us directly. Montana Basement Solutions, 871-5971.
And we're back. It's the Flat at Home Show, your local real estate source of information, education, and inspiration. My name's Justin Metcha. Happy weekend to you. Hope you're up there on the hill. And of course, after listening to this show, and if you missed the show, if you'd rather go skiing in the morning and you want to catch it later, KJJR.com is your source. You know, go back in time, check out all of the past shows. And of course, this weekend, we're talking with Brian O'Reilly, and we're asking this question, is now a good time to buy? We both agreed that the solution should be, or the idea should be, buy real estate and wait far more than wait and then buy real estate.
Yeah.
You know, when people ask me, like, Justin, is now a good time to buy? The answer to me is if you need to buy, it's always yes.
Absolutely. And
if you need to buy, it's always yes. Not everybody needs to buy right now. Some of us are asking, hey, Justin, is now a good time to buy my next rental property? Well, I don't know. Let's go crunch some numbers. Let's see if we can make those margins work. Because I know plenty of people in the investment world, when those rates were hitting 7, 8, and for commercial properties or investment properties, it's even higher. It's harder to make those rent rates pencil.
Yeah, especially with the rates, you know, because basically everything with rentals are based on cash flow.
Can you
rent the property for what your payment is?
Right.
If not, are you willing to cover the excess?
Can you absorb that?
Yeah, can you absorb the loss in cash flow,
you
know, for the time with the rentals
until
you can ultimately hopefully refinance? Because
I know it doesn't feel good if you're a renter. It doesn't feel good when the landlord comes and knocks on your door and says, hey, I got to up the rent.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel good. It oftentimes happens, though, and it usually never goes the other way.
No.
They don't ever really knock on the door and say, hey, Brian, you've been a good tenant. You know, we're going to knock $200 a month off your rent.
I've never heard of it.
I've never heard of that either. You know, it's usually the other way around. And it'll even begin the same way. Hey, Brian, you've been a good tenant and we got to up the rate.
Yeah. Unfortunately, rental rates kind of move with inflation. So typically what we've seen over the last 5, 6, 7 years is about 3-4% year over year increase in rents.
Yeah.
Now that's people who are already in leases and these are their annual renewals. This isn't saying, okay, this house came off the market
and it's going
to
go back.
It went from 1,200 to 15. The market rate of 2,000.
Yeah. You know,
this is people who have been in the homes year over year over year. Their landlord will typically raise around 3-4%.
Yeah.
So
the better idea would be to get yourself a 30-year fixed.
Absolutely.
Secure your roof.
Yeah, because that's locked for 30 years.
That's right.
Yeah, your payments will never change.
And you have the right to change those payments should rates change.
Correct.
Fire that rate, get a new one.
Yeah, absolutely.
So let's talk about that. I see some numbers in front of you. What are you putting together for us?
So what I kind of ran today was a scenario of how we speak to our clients, whether now's a good time to buy or wait. So basically what we did was a scenario based on a client who comes to us with a $2,500 a month budget for their payment. We saw rates peak in middle of October at 8.3%. Currently they're down to 7.07 for the par rate. But with this example at 8.3%, $2,500 a month, the buyer was able to afford a $425,000 house at that interest rate.
Okay, so at 8.3, and if they came to you and said, Brian, we can afford $2,500 a month, at 8.3, assuming they put 20% down,
they would be pre-qualified for a home of a purchase price of $425,000.
Okay, so that's reverse engineering, friends. Like, if I know that it's weird because typically in almost every other economy, like flat screen TVs, you know, you see them all on the wall, and like, here's one for $400, here's one for $500, here's one for $600.
Yeah,
you don't have to worry about it after that.
Yeah.
Housing is not doesn't work that way. It's a little bit more complicated. You have to work backwards.
Yeah.
You
know? Well, it's such a large purchase. You know,
it
so
is.
You got to think about the amortization of, that loan. Yeah, rather than the one time purchase of buying like a.
So I guess the word of advice here is don't get stuck on the price.
Exactly.
Because what you're doing is you're fitting the payment into your budget.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. So like you're saying, reverse engineering, you almost have to think backwards and work your way from your payment and then figure out what your purchase power is or what you're pre-qualified.
That's why it's good to know Brian O'Reilly. Because you do think backwards.
I do, yeah.
I just drive backwards. It's okay. All right, so what happens if you get the same payment, $2,500 buys you a 4.25% home at 8.3%, assuming 20% down?
Correct, yeah.
So let's change the rate.
So currently with the rates at 7.07, the same $2,500 a month payment would give you a pre-qual purchase price of $467,000.
$467,000.
So just with that almost 1% drop in interest rates, you can now purchase a home $42,000 more than what you could a month and a half ago.
So 1% equals a lot.
Yes.
Yeah, 1% in your rate changes a whole lot.
And then looking forward, you know, speculating with kind of what's going on in the economy and how inflation's kind of reared its ugly face, I think the rates will continue to drop. So if we keep seeing drops, that same $2,500 a month mortgage payment at 6% would get you $527,000 pre-qual. If it goes down to 5%, that same $2,500 would pre-qual you for $587.
Now, we're running short on time here. However, what I'm hearing is if you wait and should the rates get better, your purchase price increases.
Correct.
Yeah. But however.
Yes. However, then you have more people with the opportunity to come to the market. So what we've seen historically is that as the rates come down, the purchase prices go up and up and up because
more people are in the market.
People are basing their purchase strategy or the buyer's psychology is based around their payment and not necessarily the purchase price.
NAR tells us, National Association of Realtors tells us, for every 1% that the rates move, 8 million people enter the market.
Yeah, oh, I can believe that.
Yeah. Now, we don't have 8 million people in Montana, so we have to scale that down a little bit.
Yeah,
however, that's a lot of change.
Absolutely.
And so if you have more people, more eyes on the prize, then the price of that prize goes up.
Exactly.
Yeah, so waiting can actually cost you more.
Correct, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Brian, we're out of time. However, I'd love to bring you back on the show sometime to talk a little bit more about how this year turned out for us. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
Cool. This is the Flathead Home Show. Have a great weekend, friends out there. Be safe, be well, have fun. And of course, as always, hey, Flathead.
Welcome home.